Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright day across Israel, with sunshine warming Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is also enjoying clear skies, perfect weather to be outside and enjoy the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF has sentenced a soldier to 5 years for spying for Iran, sending images of interceptions. Also, an 82-year-old man has died of wounds from an April missile attack on Haifa by Iran. This was reported by the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the same soldier maintained contact with an Iranian agent during the war and was sentenced to 5 years. Separately, from Ynet, Greta Thunberg has sparked outrage at a Berlin rally by wearing a slogan linked to Palestinian intifadas. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports that a Sydney sandwich shop has called out an anti-Semitic customer receiving community support. Here's what people are saying online. The Israel Defense Forces announced just minutes ago that they eliminated two Hamas commanders who posed an immediate threat to IDF troops in Gaza. Open source intelligence analyst Osin 613 shared that a fourth round of strikes on Iranian military targets began earlier today, aiming to degrade Iran's capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command reported that these strikes started at 6 a.m. Eastern Time today, targeting Iranian forces in response to attacks on commercial shipping. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF soldier sentenced for espionage, the Jerusalem Post details that the soldier was accused of sharing sensitive information with Iranian agents for money, which included videos of Israeli rockets. This sentence reflects Israel's zero tolerance for breaches of national security, particularly during ongoing tensions. Turning to the tragic news from Haifa, the Times of Israel informs us that Michael Katz, an 82-year-old man, succumbed to injuries sustained in an Iranian missile attack in April. His death highlights the long-lasting impacts of such attacks on civilians and their families. Meanwhile, Greta Thunberg's appearance at a Berlin rally has stirred controversy. Ynet reports that Thunberg wore a slogan linked to Palestinian uprisings, sparking discussions about the intersection of environmental activism and geopolitical issues. This incident underscores the global reach of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Separately, in Sydney, a sandwich shop faced an anti-Semitic incident. The Australian Jewish News shares that the shop, a local favorite, received widespread support after calling out the behavior. This incident emphasizes the importance of community solidarity against discrimination. In financial news, first, CTEC reports that Harry Stebbings has invested $4.5 million in an Israeli startup betting on exceptional founders over current market conditions. This move underscores confidence in Israel's tech talent. Separately, Tower Semiconductor is set for major expansion in Japan, according to Globes. This expansion aligns with their increased financial targets for 2028, indicating strong growth prospects. And finally, Walla Business notes that 1.1 billion shekels have been approved for the rehabilitation of southern settlements. This comes a week after financial committee tensions, highlighting the ongoing commitment to regional development. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.